2020-4538, SD 2020-219, preliminary final plat, SD 2020-224, vacation of a public easement. I think that's for retention pond. This is for Yankee Fans LLC at 7301 Los Volcanes. And Cartesian Surveys, once again?
That's correct, Madam Chair, it's Ryan.
Okay. Let me swear you in for this case. Just go ahead and identify yourself first.
My name is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead and update us.
Okay, so this plat has been heard before for final plat hearing with the DRB. The only real update that has occurred since that week is we acquired all owner and utility signatures for the plat. And so that paired with time for hydrology to review the vacation of the temporary drainage easement in the northwest of the property should mean that everything on this has been addressed.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mulhall. And at some point, Mr. Rodenbeck, if you would put up the infrastructure list on this, maybe as we get further along. Water Authority? I'm sorry, is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 9? Okay, seeing none, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Hello, Ryan, Chris Cusino with the Water Authority. Regarding the preliminary final plat, there is no objection. For information only, both proposed tract T1 and D2 of access to public water and sewer. And for information only, development, once development is known, please submit an availability request or submit for an availability statement. With regard to vacation of public easement, there's no objection. Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement?
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project and has no objections or comments at this time.
Parks and Recreation?
We just have that Los Volcanes Wood Road would require street trees if the development is applicable, but no objection to the current request.
Hydrology?
Hydrology has no objection.
Transportation?
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the plat or to the infrastructure list. For informational purposes, a 4-foot sidewalk along the roadway front edge has been, is proposed for a previously approved master plan. If not submitting a site plan to DRB, a traffic circulation layout is required. Depending on vehicular trip generation, a traffic impact study may be required.
Okay, any questions to Ms. Wolfenbarger?
This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. No, not at this time, thank you.
Okay, planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. On the plat, I just want to note, these are all items that can be delegated, they won't affect approval, but we just need to have that application number for the plat depicted on the plat itself, which would be SD-2020-00219. And we just need the DXF file approval email from Aegis sent to us prior to final sign off. I believe that's it.
Okay, thank you. And are you able to locate the infrastructure list?
Hey, Ryan, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Did you just send the, you didn't send it in a revised email, right? Is it the original submittal? I'll try to pull it up here, but there it is right there, I got it.
Okay, and that update should show, sorry, this is Ryan with Cartesian, that should show, yeah, the road that sidewalk exists for. So there is an updated version of that, and I should be able to provide you that. Let me hunt it down for my emails.
Okay.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Hey, Ryan, just make sure that you sign, print, sign the infrastructure list. This copy does not have your signature, your print, your name.
This is Ryan with Cartesian, and I recognize that, thank you. If you give me a little bit of time, I can apply a signature to that and email that to you. And that should
you be can done. Get, this is Jay Rodenbeck. You can send me that after the meeting. If there's any updates to the substance of the infrastructure list, that's a different matter. The signature itself, you can address later after the meeting.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. I know there is a more recent version of that infrastructure list that has the update showing which street that sidewalk applies to. I know that there is some change that had happened in, of substance, but I should be able to provide that to you shortly. It'd be in there.
Yeah. I'll see if it's...
Yeah, so you can email it to us, or if you want to... You said you had a laptop, but...
I see. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I think I found.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Yes, sir.
So you just had the issue of signing the infrastructure list after the meeting.
Okay, scroll up to Jay. This is Chair Wolfley. Scroll up to the contents. Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure DRB members can see that. All right. So since we have the infrastructure list, it looks like we can take a vote on this. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the applications. This is for the preliminary final plat and vacation of a public easement. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the application number to be added to the plat and the DXF file to be submitted for 8 weeks. Did you have a comment?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. No comment at this time. We will address all those shortly and get them sent to you. Thank you.
Okay. Let me announce the vote. There is a consensus vote to approve item 9, project 2020-4538, application SD 2020-219, preliminary final plat. And SD 2020-24, vacation of public easement list. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay, thank you, Mr. Mulhall.
Thank you.
Okay, we are on